Erek Dalet If Chof Vov Mashke Hazav Mizeitim Va'anavim. Introduction. We're learning a new halacha, a Issa Midrabanan. What the Issa Midrabanan is, any sort of juice which comes out by itself, even by itself, from fruit and vegetable, when Chazal say it is also to drink the liquid, because we are worried that maybe you're going to go and do schita, you may be going to squeeze it out. So the Chazal said, any juice which comes out of a fruit, we don't allow you to drink it on Shabbos. But there is a difference. The difference is if it is a fruit which has got an issa min haTorah to squeeze it out, or an issa min haRabbanan to squeeze it out. If it is issa min haTorah, like we said before, if it is issa min haRabbanan, we'll see later on there is a differentiation. Let's see Seif Chof Vov. Zeisim va'anovim. If you've got olives and grapes. Shezav mehem hamashka. Mashka came out from itself. The mashka, the Shabbos, it happens on Shabbos, me'elav, by itself. It came out from the fruit by itself. Also, lishkoisoi v'shabbos. You're not allowed to drink the liquid which came out on Shabbos. Machmas gzeya, because of gzeya drabonon, shemayove lishchet esapiris. Maybe you're going to go and squeeze it out yourself. The Chazal said, because of that, we don't allow you to drink any liquid which came out of a fruit, even by itself, on Shabbos. You're not allowed to go even move the mashka. Kedin muktzah. Chazal says, it's got a din from muktzah to this juice which came out from the fruit. It's got a din muktzah. Din the nema af po'ifen sha'adam hevi esavesim v'anovim lebeito. Even if he brought the vesim v'anovim to his house, lematarat achila, in order to eat them. He didn't bring them to his house in order to use them for juice. Even if he brought it in his house only to eat them. He didn't bring them to his house in order to go and squeeze them all together. That means the halacha says like this. A person brings to his house, he bought some olives, not so common olives, let's say more. If he brings to his house grapes, he brought his house grapes and put them inside a bowl. And while they were inside the bowl, they came out some juice from them on Shabbos. Chazal say it's also midrabanan to drink this juice on Shabbos, even though you brought these anavim, these grapes, in order to eat them. You didn't bring them in order to go and suck them up. You didn't bring them in order to go and take out juice from them. You didn't bring them in order to make wine from them or grape juice. You brought them in order to eat them. But since that it came out from it juice, Chazal are worried maybe you're going to change your mind and you're going to go and squeeze it. Chazal said any juice which comes out from Zeisim Vanovim, we don't allow you to eat it on Shabbos and we don't allow you to touch it on Shabbos. It's got in Muktzah. Even if you bought it in order to eat it, not in order to use the juice, we say it is Muktzah on Shabbos and it is also to be used. Seif Chof Zayin. If it was not Zeisim Vanovim, if it was not grapes and olives, but it was Issa Peiros, which is only Issa Midrabanan, to go and squeeze them. Then there is a differentiation. What is the differentiation? Why you brought it to the house? If you brought it to the house in order to go and eat them, then Chazal said we're not worried, and therefore even if the juice came out from them, we don't say it is also to use it. You're allowed to use it. But if you brought it to your house in order to take it juice from it, you want to make a soup from it, you want to make it some sort of a juice from it, then, since you brought it to your house in order to make a soup from it, some juice from it, then we say you're not allowed to drink and to touch the juice which comes out of it on Shabbos. Maybe you're going to squeeze them on Shabbos. Let's see that inside. Mashk chof zayin. Mashke hazov me'elov b'Shabbos. If it came out from itself on Shabbos, the peiros, some sort of peiros, asher rubam oidin din achila, which most of them are made for eating. For loyle schita, they're not made for squeezing. Yesh la'avchim bezeh ben shnei ofanim. We make a differentiation between the two cases. Aleph. Im ha'adam, the person, hefi es ha'peros ha'elu lebeisa, he brought them to his house, le'matarat achila, he brought it in order to eat it. He didn't bring it in order to go and squeeze them, to have juice from them, he brought it in order to eat it. Then, mutar lishtot es ha'mashka zov me'elav. You're allowed to drink the soup, the liquid which came out of them. Base. Ach, but, im hefi es ha'peros ha'elu amanof le'sechtom, he brought them in order to go and squeeze them. Velishtot es hamashka, that when you brought them to the house in order to go and squeeze them to drink the sauce, the liquid. Hari hamashka zov me'elav, then the mashka which comes from it, also it is not allowed. Mishum gzeir Hashem yishvet es haperes biyadayim, because maybe you're going to go and squeeze them with your hands.